Let's get back to Sark, though, because did have Sark's first press conference yesterday, and I think we're all giving it a thumbs up. As we said, it's going to be easy to buy into that, and that is true for every fan base. That's not something some fan bases can differ a little bit. That's just part of being a fan. And as long as it's a good enough hire, and this was a good enough hire, and there's a lot of reason for optimism, it could probably go either way. You know, maybe we'll get into it more. I think we've got into it enough real time. Proud of what the show did with all the Tom Herman coverage throughout the fall. And it did change. But guys, the eyes of Texas was a big problem that we talked about in the summer and what we were hearing about, you know, kind of getting all those BBs in the box, as DKR would say. And then Mac was able to brilliantly do that. He was losing donors, and there were just different factions of the people who he needed on his side that weren't there. And a lot of it stemmed from the eyes of Texas. I was not surprised that Steve Sarkisian was asked about that during the press conference.
Well, I know this much. The eyes of Texas is our school song. And, you know, we support that song. We're going to sing that song. We're going to sing it proudly. I think when I come into the fold, I think any talks that need to have, whether it's about the eyes of Texas or any other issues that come up, I think it's having the discussions. We can't put our head in the sand and act like things aren't happening. We have to really have those discussions with them and educate our players to make sure that we're all on the same page and understanding that. I think sometimes there are tough discussions that need to happen. You know, without speaking too candidly, we're living in a country right now where there's some turmoil going on. But as long as we can have those discussions and be on the same page, we can do that. As it pertains to the eyes of Texas, man, that's our song, and we're fired up to sing it.
As it pertains to the eyes of Texas, that's our song, and we're fired up to sing it. Rod B., you and I talked about that a little bit yesterday. And look, we knew Steve Sarkisian was going to be asked about the eyes of Texas at some point yesterday. And I think Steve Sarkisian knew that Steve Yes. Sarkisian was going to be asked about the eyes of Texas yesterday. He spoke pretty candidly. He was pretty blunt as well, right? He wasn't wishy-washy. He gave his thoughts from the jump and was pretty direct with his comments. But nationally, you know, during one of our breaks, during today's show, I checked in on Around the Horn. They were talking about this on ESPN, about Sark's comments regarding the eyes of Texas. And all four of the panelists they had on there actually criticized Steve Sarkisian for the way he handled that question. They said, you know, that's not what the players really want. And you're getting off on the wrong foot with the guys in your locker room. And you need to have the guys in your locker room if you want to be successful as a football coach, hell, as a sports coach, at any level, anywhere. So, Rod, your thoughts on Steve Sarkisian's comments, and, you know, do you agree with the national perspective that maybe Sark didn't handle this the best way possible?
There was no other way for Steve Sarkisian to handle this specific situation. I'm sure that if the leadership over there in the University of Texas was doing their job, then they informed him of the gravity of the situation, the magnitude of it, and that Tom Herman possibly, if he handles the eyes of Texas better, even with the same result in the field, there's still a decent chance that he's brought back this year. It was the eyes of Texas and the way he mismanaged it that ultimately led to the boosters and the donors losing faith that he was the right man for the job. And once you lose the big money, well, we all know it's downhill from there. Mm-hmm. So I think for Sark, he had already been told about that. I'm hoping he had been told about that. Mm-hmm. And there's only one answer to give. If he had said, I got to talk to the players first, that would have been the wrong answer. As soon as he left that stage, and the boosters and the donors would have called up CDC, called up J.R. and said, dude, did we not get this straight? Yeah, I just told up a whole bunch of money to fire the other guy because he didn't see the big picture. Now you're going to bring in this guy and not see it? So I don't think there's any way he could have said. Now, I do think ultimately he's going to go back and talk to the players about it. And I think if they learned anything from Tom Herman, or just go back and listen to Rod B, because I swear I was predicting that it was going to happen during the summertime. If you don't have a plan of action going forward and you're not united in your stance, you will be criticized and it will become an issue. And if you lose while this is also happening, it will be exacerbated. So for Steve Sarkisian, I don't know if he was in a situation where he had no other alternative but to say, yeah, the guy's going to sing the school song. If he'd said anything other than that, he'd alienate the boosters and the donors from the jump.
Yeah.
So I don't want him to do that and then put himself, you know, paint himself into a corner. But I also know that there are people that feel very passionately about not standing for that song. I told you guys, I did the unofficial survey. I talked to probably 50, 60 lifetime Longhorns, former Letterman, different sports, and at least a third of them said, I'll never stand for that song ever again in my life. Hmm. Anybody who asks me to do it, then they need to get out of my face. Like, aggressively, I don't want to stand for it. I'm offended by it. There was another third that probably said, you know what, it never really meant that to me. To me, the song means that the eyes of Texas are our, that's all the forefathers of the university. That's the guys who used to play at Texas. Those are my family members. Those are the fans. Those are the eyes of Texas I'm thinking about, not the eyes of something that may be a kind of racist origins to start the that tradition. And then a third basically said, you know what, to be determined. I don't know how I feel about it yet. I just found out about it. I really don't know if I'm going to stand for the song or if I am going to indeed protest during the song and decide not to stand. So people are still pretty split on it, and the pandemic has offered a bit of a reprieve from, let me just be honest here, the mismanagement and straight-up dysfunction at the leadership of, for the leadership of the University of Texas about handling the Eyes of Texas, because all they had to do was listen to this show, listen to Triple Option, listen to Longhorn Blitz. I was screaming at anybody that would listen, it was going to become an issue. It's going to become an issue. Guys in the locker room, we're talking about it. I'm not standing for the Eyes of Texas. Fans were upset about the way players were talking about the Eyes of Texas. They thought it was disrespectful, and yet the university ignored this powder keg. They just let it just floated out there like it was going to take care of itself. Like, who does that? And that's what made me lose faith in leadership at Texas. So get it right this time. Make sure Sark has support. Make sure Sark has that locker room, and make sure there's unanimity in how you're going to approach it. If not, I guarantee you, it's going to be a huge story, and it will be the beginning of the end for Sark before the story even started.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to deal with too. And we gave Tom Herman credit on that this was going to be tough. But as we said, real time, if he is going to go out with some of the comments that he did, man, that means that he's got to have this locker room. And the locker room's got to have his back. And by that, we just mean winning football games. And that didn't seem to necessarily happen. So, yeah, I was curious that he actually even went that far and said, no, we are going to sing it. I mean, in terms of the talking heads, BK, the national talking heads, you know, they're so predictable in their answers on this that most of them, I don't even give them the time of day. And Sark certainly can't have that be his rudder, or, you know, his anchor's got to be different stuff than listening to what people nationally are saying. But as we've seen, this can be a tricky thing that can get hot pretty quickly.
Yeah, you know, one of the national perspectives I heard, and I don't want to lump all of the national guys and gals into a group and say they all feel this way, but one I heard on Around the Horn a few minutes ago was, well, the boosters and the donors just hired you. They just paid you. You're going to get your money, so you don't need them on your side anymore.
Oh, God.
You don't need them right now. You need the players.
Talk about not understanding the situation.
Yeah, you got to make sure the players are on your side, because those are the guys that are going to determine whether or not you keep your job. And I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, these guys just have no idea how it works around here.
No idea.
Right. I mean, you...
Zero.
Of course, you need the support from the boosters and the big money donors to get this job in the first place, but you need that support throughout the entirety of your tenure. Otherwise, you're going to end up like Tom Herman, right? I mean, Tom Herman lost the support of the important people out there, and he lost his job because of it. So, yeah, just because you got the job doesn't mean you can all of a sudden say, I don't care about these guys that much. I'm going to focus on the players more than anything else. You can't get away with that. You got to make sure you're pleasing and appeasing the big money donors and boosters.
This can be true for sports, but also other things. Whenever the national media, there may be a show or someone you watch, and you're like, I really respect their opinion. And then they come to your neighborhood and stuff that you probably know a little bit better than they do. And it's like, whoa, I don't know about that. And for someone to give that comment, that's ridiculous. But Rod, it is a tough situation. And we did say that real time about Tom Herman. And I think there can be a rational discussion had about it, and also kind of keep an open mind to where if there's someone who really doesn't want to do it, well, they can still be a part of the team. They don't have to necessarily sing it.
I think it is a fitting challenge for the University of Texas, especially in this day and time where everybody's becoming very more, much more enlightened, and we as a society are trying to figure out some of these social justice issues. I do think it is a almost a perfect challenge. Apropos that, in order to solve the eyes of Texas, in order to really try to figure out what you're going to do, whether you're going to repurpose it or reinvent it, or you're going to come up with a new song. I mean, I got this committee that's coming with their results of their research, I believe, later this month. And trust me, guys, all the committee is going to say is we're keeping the song and we're going to educate everybody. They're not going to get rid of the song. Like, it's that committee is not going to say anything that Jay Hartzell and CDC don't want them to say, and that is that they're keeping the song. But the whole point is, you are not going to be able to remedy this situation with the fans, donors, boosters, and of course the student athletes, unless you come together and overcome it as a unified group. Right, you're going to need the administration. Jay Hartzell's going to help with this. CDC's going to help with it. You probably going to need the legendary Lifetime Longhorns like Vince Young and Earl Campbell and Ricky Williams and all those guys involved. And I've said that before, too. You need to get the Minister of Culture involved on this thing. Emmanuel Acho and Sam Acho, by the way, both two of those guys who are authors now, published authors. And I believe Manny Acho is on the New York Times bestseller list. He's got a book deal with Oprah. And his whole entire purpose is uncomfortable conversations with a black man. This is an uncomfortable, awkward conversation. Why don't you bring that guy back and let him host an open forum, a conversation where we can, as a group, have this kind of town hall meeting about it, right? You got, you got Nate Boyer, who just celebrated a birthday not too long ago. You got Nate Boyer, who helped Colin Kaepernick redefine his protest to make it more respectful, to make it more palatable to the masses. And yet he's a legend. He's a legendary Lifetime Longhorn, in my opinion, too. Why don't you bring him back into the fold and help us have this kind of town hall meeting so we can all get on the same page and at least start the conversation? Because the conversation has not been started now. It's been hijacked by all these different groups and all these separate factions about what the Eyes of Texas means and what it's supposed to be and what the history of it is. And they allow that to happen without a proper messaging campaign. So, hey, get LHN involved. There needs to be a commercial out there showing the eyes of Vince Young and Earl Campbell and Ricky Williams and all these all-time great Longhorns, and it's the eyes of Texas, but so it's showing that it's their eyes. Forget the eyes of the racist people that came up with it. You believe that's the case, all right? Now the eyes means the eyes of Vince Young, the eyes of Earl Campbell, the eyes of Ricky Williams, the eyes of the next great Longhorn, TJ Ford, whoever you want to throw out there, Kevin Durant. Take his eyes and start a campaign. Some people would call it propaganda. I would call it messaging. And Texas, who is the biggest brand in college sports, arguably got more money than the Catholic Church, says Red McCombs. You can't hire a PR firm to come up with a messaging campaign to redefine the eyes of Texas. That is lazy. It is stubborn. It is disrespectful to the fans and to the traditions of this university.
Yeah, I mean, that's well said, Rod. And look, one thing that I think the university needs to do and the administration needs to do is take the pressure off of Steve Sarkisian, right? I mean, they clearly did not have a good enough plan. Maybe there was a plan, but it wasn't communicated well enough to Tom Herman and the student athletes at UT, and that's why we had the incident on the field after the Cotton Bowl take place the way that it did. Sark's got enough on his plate trying to turn Texas around on the field,
yeah.
Right? I mean, he's trying to reverse a decade-plus-long problem here at Texas. You want to make life as easy as possible for him, KD.
Yeah.
And the Eyes of Texas, the school's alma mater, is not something the football coach or any coach should have to deal with. That should be addressed and dealt with by people way higher than Steve Sarkisian.
It should be, and you were kind of hoping that the next coach that was already going to be figured out. And so, Rod, I'm with you. I think he gave the answer that he probably had to give, and it's a good answer. There will probably be deeper discussions about it. I think all the stuff that you've laid forth and a lot of the creative ideas you've had for over a year now or around a year is the type of stuff that they should be taking into account. So hopefully they're going to do that. But BK is right. There's already something in the water, as I've laughed about with Augie's comment. But there's something that this job is not as easy as it may look on the outside. And so there's going to be other things there. The last thing you need to worry about is that type of civil war within your locker room.
Yeah, I think, BK, you hit the nail on the head, man. You got to take this off Sark's plate, or at least you can't let him have to carry the heavy burden of this thing. He's got a lot going on, and we talked about this, right? It's going to take the support of CDC and Jay Hart, so this is part of that support. I don't think Charlie Strong got enough of that support. Not saying Charlie's end result would have been different if he got more support, but I think we can all agree Charlie didn't get the support that he needed, and Tom Herman didn't get the support he needed, because if he did, that would have been better communication about the plan going forward about the eyes of Texas, and then the alienation of him, allowing, I guess, going rogue, if you will, allowing his locker room to basically do whatever they wanted, and then the picture of Sam Ehlinger, whether it was somebody else out there with him or not, other players, or Tom Herman was out in the field or not, you lose to Oklahoma, and then right after that emotional loss, Texas fans see Sam Ehlinger, their young prince, right? The preordained, predestined lifetime Longhorn Sam Ehlinger out there by his damn self. Looks like he's representing. Like, oh, that's not true. Propaganda is a powerful thing. And the propaganda of that photo, it set the boosters and the donors off. And Tom Herman never regained their trust again. So I'm talking about using the same type of propaganda, but flip it. Use it to now be able to reappropriate, reinvent the song, and then get the public on your side. You got a damn network. You got your own network. You got a tool of propaganda that you refuse to use. It is crazy. I got to tell you, man, do not get me in front of Jay Hart or CDC, because I cannot stand how they're handling the eyes of Texas. And I hope they got a plan going forward. That's all. Yeah. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt that they learned from their mistakes. But if we are at this same point during the season next year, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go off, and we're probably going to have to, have the dump button ready to go, because it's going to be it's to me. I'm telling you, man, it's personal to me, because I can't understand why they keep leaving these coaches out to dry with this very complicated issue.
Yeah, they're making this harder than it needs to be. It's not an easy fix. It's not an easy solution, but there are ways to address it better than they have. And, well, they're still in this situation because they have not.